From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In a letter to the USDA and Health and Human Services, the American Dairy Coalition is requesting they look into concerns farmers have with the new Dietary Guidelines for America. It says despite an abundance of science showing full-fat dairy products reduce chronic disease in children and adults and promotes learning readiness, the DGA continues to effectively ban whole milk from daycares and school nutrition programs. The letter encourages them to delay publication of the DGA so it can be updated to include the most recent scientific evidence on the health benefits of saturated fats. Corn traded in the green last week, but not by much. Analysts say it's almost surprising as China made some of its largest purchases of U.S. corn in history. According to AgWeb.com, this occurs as USDA's weekly exports sales update shows the U.S. sold over 981 million metric tons of old crop corn and over 655 million metric tons of new crop corn the week which ended July 9th. Following the announcement of the release of the modernized National Environmental Policy Act regulations, National Association of State Department of Agriculture President and North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring is pleased. Goring tells AgriMarketing.com modernizing NEPA is critical, whether it's NEPA, Waters of the United States, or Hours of Service rules for livestock haulers. Supporting regulatory efficiency ultimately supports American agriculture. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.